Strictly Come Dancing, one of the BBC's biggest shows, is on the agenda again. Because how would you feel about same-sex couples dancing together? The head judge, Shirley Ballas. Is it Ballas or Ballas? Ballas, Penny's no idea. Is all for saying if they were to do that, I would embrace it. Whatever choices people make, I'll be fine with it. The former Strictly Come Dancing contestant, John Sargent, said this week he was not keen on the idea. The commentator, Lynette Burrows, is with us today, as is Fionnuala Meredith. Lynette, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm Fionnuala, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Lynette, are you keen on it? Same-sex couples dancing on Strictly?
No, I'm not. I'm not keen on it at all. I think it would be rather a revolting spectacle, actually. I mean,
a revolting spectacle?
Well, yes. I mean, girls have always danced together, and especially when they were wallflowers and nobody had asked them to dance. So girls used to dance together. But then the whole relationship between the sexes has been terribly sexualized in the recent years. Nobody thought anything of it, same as they didn't think anything of men sharing a double bed like Laurel and Hardy. And you know, the other couple, very much later, they started their programme in bed together. Nobody thought anything of it. But it's all been sexualised now, and one has to work against that background.
So could one explain to me what is revolting about two men dancing together?
Well, actually, Stephen, it is an instinctive feeling. I don't think about it, but when I was in New York, I was surprised at how revolting I found the sight of men kissing passionately at the bar. It just turned my stomach. Now, that's an instinct, and I didn't throw up my hands and shout, "Oh, my God, get me out of here." I tried to be discreet about it. But at the same time, I felt, why can't they be discreet about my perfectly natural reactions to them?
Why can't they be discreet?
Wow. This is incredible.
So Lynette, just, and of course, Fionnuala, I'll come to you in a second. My goodness, you're giving us a lot to talk about this morning, Lynette.
Sorry.
So you say that you felt sick to your stomach, is that right?
Yes.
When you saw two men, what, kissing?
Kissing heavily, yes.
And that two men dancing together would be revolting. And you can't explain to me why. You used the word revolting.
The men kissing is absolutely revolting. And you can say, well, why is that? It's what they want to do, whatever. It's just an instinct. And, you know, since that's an instinct, the same as they say theirs is an instinct, we've both got to be kind and discreet with one another's feelings.
And how do you feel about those people how do you feel about those racists who find black people revolting?
I think it's an insulting comparison.
Why?
Because for the same reason that Colin Powell said the same, and he said, I've never been so insulted in my life. Well, the way I'm born, naturally, God-given, is the way I'm born. Something else is a chosen way of life that flies in the face of at least Christian morality for chastity, etc., etc., all sorts of things. But it's built, obviously, on the natural law that people playing together, cavorting together, is part of a sexual dance preparatory to, you know, marriage and sexual intercourse, etc., etc. And when it's unnatural, it's got nothing to do with, you know, the usual procreative preoccupations, I think possibly that's why people feel revolted. Because not only Christians that feel revolted by it, it's people all over the place.
Fionnuala?
I mean, for once, actually, this doesn't happen to me too often, but I am almost speechless. I just can't understand that level of, and let's call it what it is, Lynette, it is prejudice. There's no other word for it. You said it yourself.
Absolutely.
Right, so you admit that that's prejudice. But how can you justify it then? How can you actually, hang on, let me have a word. I've listened to you and I've been pretty gobsmacked by what you said. So let me respond. I mean, how can you justify that level of hostility? It's so harsh. You talk about Christian. What's Christian about that? Where's your Christian compassion if you call yourself Christian? I find that extraordinary.
Okay.
No, because you went on for ages and I'm...
Yeah, but you've asked me a question. I was saying things, you're just saying the same thing over and over.
I'll let you answer when I'm finished. Lynette, I really think you need to take a good long look at yourself and examine the hostility, the irrational hostility.
I didn't say hostility.
You feel with that you said they were revolting.
Yes, I think they are. I personally find it revolting.
You need to look at the very irrational hostility that you're carrying around inside yourself. To see that about two men dancing, tell you what, you see, before I came on here, I was looking at a YouTube video of the Italian Strictly Come Dancing, their version of it, and two men have reached the final of that. Go and have a look at it. It's actually incredibly moving. It's lovely. I'm not a big fan of ballroom dancing. There's something about those two guys dancing together that was really striking, really unusual, because we never get to see this kind of thing on mainstream telly or whatever. And I thought, wow, that's actually lovely. So why not live and let live? Why not open your mind and realise that you're in the 21st century now and people should just be able to get on with their lives?
Yes, we've heard this argument ad nauseam, but what you're talking about is a human instinct. And so we were saying, get on top of your instincts. There's nothing wrong with doing this or that that people find culturally and actually universally rather revolting.
Universally? No, you're just completely wrong. People find it universally revolting. That's just factually wrong. You're just you're away with it.
Hang on now. You're interrupting me. When you say men dancing together, I'm not talking about that. I mean, there are several ballet troupes which are men dancing together, very athletic, very nice. But it's not in the context of our cultural expression of ballroom dancing, which is men and women getting to know one another for the purpose of founding a relationship. I guess that's the basis of it. And if you can tell me where people celebrate men, well, we're talking, it's all very sexualized now, isn't it? And that's why people need to be more discreet, not less.
Or are you sexualizing it, Lynette?
Because
why is two men dancing together got anything to do with sex?
Oh, I don't know. Is it something to do with our culture that tells us all the time that we're living in the dark ages if we dare to say that we have instincts about it or cultural preferences about it? Never mind religious reasons about it. I'm not saying it for religious reasons at all. I'm saying it purely for instinctive ones.
Well, my goodness, maybe you can both stay there, because quite a reaction to this morning. Right, well, my goodness, it's kicked off this morning. The commentator Lynette Burrows has said, look, let me give you the full context of this in case you are just joining us at this time of the morning. Strictly Come Dancing, currently it is a man and a woman dancing on the BBC show. The head judge, Shirley Ballas, has said, well, look, if it's the same-sex couples dancing together, she would embrace it. She wouldn't have a problem with it. It would be fine with her. The former Strictly Come Dancing contestant, John Sargent, has said he wouldn't be keen on the idea. The commentator, Lynette Burrows, is currently on air with us today, along with Fionnuala Meredith. Lynette has said that her instinct of two men dancing together would be that of, she used the word revolting, and she then said that she was in New York or wherever else she was, she saw two men kissing, and that made her sick to the pit of her stomach. 030 30 80 55 55. Miriam Lurgan first. Morning, Mary.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, yes, I was listening there. And
speak to Lynette directly.
I think she just didn't use her words very wisely there. I think the word revolting, she could have got the message across some other way. I mean, to see two men kissing, I mean, it doesn't come across any worse than a man or a woman. I mean, everybody can do equally just the same things and see the same things. Yes, I can understand maybe a time and a place, but does she live in the real world? Does she see what's going around her? I mean,
do you want to speak to her directly? Say good morning to her.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, love, I just didn't like your attitude there with the revolting end of things. I mean, I have a son that's gay, and I wouldn't like to think that if someone's seen him kissing someone, yes, I could say to him, yes, there's a time and a place, but I wouldn't like to think that person looking at him would find it revolting, because he was born the way he is, and he would have to do the normal things like you and me, maybe have to kiss someone or do whatever.
Yes, well, I don't really want to make it too personal, though I dare say you can't help making it too personal, because it's very personal to you. But on the other hand, you've got to take account of what other people feel. You know that perfectly well. I mean, we wouldn't be very happy seeing, you know, a man of 50... kissing passionately, say, a girl of 15. We'd think there was something
Now, Lynette, you are drawing a comparison to two men lawfully engaging in lawful sexual activity, be it kissing or whatever else, to paedophilia. And that is simply outrageous.
Only because one has been made illegal and the other hasn't. That's the difference. We've had a law imposed upon us and very carefully imposed at every possible opportunity by the media to make us accept it. Now, I don't think at an instinctive level people do accept it. And I think, bearing that in mind, it's not really a question of tolerance. It is a question of being discreet and kind to one another. The only people you're allowed to offend nowadays is the majority. That the minority completely free to be as offensive as
they like. How is it kind
to the feelings of other people?
How is it kind to compare two consenting adults kissing, just kissing, let alone anything else, but let's just take the kissing. How is it kind or compassionate to compare that with an act of paedophilia?
Well, I wasn't comparing it to an act of paedophilia. I was pointing to the fact that actually, culturally, we do have things that we approve of and things that we don't approve of.
Who says
and the
me?
Fact
I
that we have... Yes,
I'm
we do have a culture. If we don't have a culture, we're really up the creek.
You used to write...
But the culture's going to come, and it's going to come to Northern Ireland, that two men and two women can marry and they can kiss all day long and do whatever they want, and you, as one of them that don't like it, are going to have to sit back and accept what's going on. I'm sorry. God bless.
Absolutely. Bye.
But I
Lynette, do you still write a column, Lynette? Just because I have this memory of you writing a column for the Daily Mail. Is that right? Do you still do that?
I have written columns for the Daily Mail, yes.
Do you still do that?
Occasionally, if I'm asked.
Okay. Here's Mark next. Morning, Mark.
Morning, Stephen. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm just blown away, really, by this. The real part I took exception to was when Lynette mentioned Christians. I'm a Christian myself. I have many gay friends. I disagree with their practices, but I love and care for them. In the same way that I disagree with so many practices of so many people, because it doesn't sit well with my faith. But I love them. I care for them. To say something they do is disgusting, I just think is horrendous. And I think sometimes people want to bring out the Christian flag and wave it that we're against everything and we don't do it. Did anyone see the royal wedding last weekend when all that was mentioned during the sermon was love, love, love? And it doesn't say just the people you like. It's everyone. It's love of everyone. We can disagree with practices, but we as Christians show love first and foremost, or we should. It doesn't always happen, but it's where we should start. So please, please, I know I'm getting a little bit off target when it comes to the conversation around whether two men should be dancing on a TV show. That really doesn't bother me. I'm not going to sexualize this at all, but bringing Christians in, saying that Christians find this disgusting, I really do take offense at.
Yes, well, I'm sorry that you feel such resentment. It's amazing how these minority groups, and we are talking about just 2% of
the
population.
Well, Mark has just identified himself. Mark hasn't identified himself as sexuality in any way.
I'm not talking about him either.
Yeah, but he has just said he's a Christian.
I'm not talking about him either. I'm just talking about the fact that people who have, a majority of people can be easily offended about all sorts of things, which is where I mentioned paedophilia. We're very offended by it. Other cultures aren't. It's perfectly normal in other cultures. They've got markets in the Middle East where you can pick up boys young and all that sort of thing, and it doesn't matter. It's perfectly all right. But our culture doesn't. And nobody takes any notice of how offensive the behaviour of any minority group might be to the majority. It's only their feelings that matter.
I think the point here is we're talking about consenting adults. We're not talking about children. Martin in Hilltown. Morning, Martin.
Well, Stephen, I hope you never retire, by the way. You said you were going to retire earlier. I hope you never retire. But anyway, I have some lesbian friends, and they love me, as I love them. Sometimes they would kiss each other, very, very, very seldom, but never passionately. I don't like to see it. And I'm just saying that this person on, if she was a politician and she came on and said that revolted her, she'd be finished. And the reason she'd be finished is because she's telling the truth as she sees it. And I have to say, although revolting is a wee bit strong of a word, I have to say that me, along with massive groups that I have been with on different occasions, would find it hard to watch some gay people kissing, never mind passionately.
Fionnuala?
I'm just so sad to hear all this. That's so depressing. Whatever happened to live and let live? You know what? You see, in Belfast, which God knows for so long had been such a dour, joyless place, and that's starting to change now, thank God. And occasionally you'll see a same-sex couple, whether two blokes or two women, walking along the street, and maybe they're holding hands, maybe give each other a wee kiss, or maybe just like a wee stroke in the back of the head, just the way any couple will do. And I love to see that because I think, finally, maybe we're coming into the 21st century where people can actually just show each other affection, no matter who they are or what their background is.
No,
or what their
I'm sorry. You've took this absolutely wrong. I love to see gay people with their child. That is fantastic.
No,
I would be all on for that. But listen, I'm just saying that the truth is that when we see them patiently kissing, and it's just natural instinct. A lot of people are not like it. It's a natural instinct. No, I don't want to see that. And that is the truth.
Look the other way.
And if you tell
the truth, let them live their lives.
Do you think, Martin, if someone saw you kissing, they might not want to see it?
People do see me kissing. I kiss my wife in public pretty regular. And hopefully it doesn't bother. Maybe bothers her, but it doesn't bother anybody else.
How do you know it doesn't bother anyone else? And how would you feel? Martin, if someone said to you, "Do you know what? That kind of makes me sick. You make me sick.
Well,
what you do makes me sick." How would you feel if someone said that to you, Martin?
I understand that. I wouldn't want to make anybody sick. I honestly wouldn't. But I'm just going from. I'm 50 years old, and as long as I can remember, I have seen people kissing in public, and I'm only telling the truth. The truth is that I'm not saying it revolts me, but revolting is a very strong word. I don't know if the lady really meant it as revolting, but it does just kick off a wee thing. I'm not anti-gay, but I don't like to see them heavy kissing, and that's just the truth. And I'm just saying, if she was a politician and said that, told the truth, which a lot of politicians, as you know, don't tell the truth, if she was a politician, she'd be finished. For just telling the truth, she sees it, and as I see it, and as a lot of other people see it,
okay.
Even if they ring you and say it or not, Stephen.
Martin, thank you. Lynette, can I just share this with you before we move on to our next story? I guess, Lynette, the concern that some people might have, because your comments aren't that far away from comments that politicians, very prominent politicians, have made in Northern Ireland in the past. I guess, Lynette, some people might be concerned that, you know, let's look at a real life scenario now, that there could be a young person listening to this show on a podcast, hearing your type of words elsewhere in Northern Ireland, they're gay, and they think to themselves, well, if I'm going to be seen as being disgusting, if I'm going to be isolated, if I'm going to be cornered like that, and that their natural attraction to a same-sex partner means that they're going to be described as, their activity is going to be described as revolting, then what some people do, Lynette, is they get serious mental health problems. And at the extreme of that, sometimes they kill themselves, Lynette. Does that not concern... Well, you say, for goodness sake.
I do say...
But it is a real life scenario.
Listen...
It is real life, Lynette, so it's not for goodness sake. It is real life.
There's so many things pouring out now, as it always does, in this direction. That, yes, we've been told that we are, that is, the majority of people, are wrong to feel anything at all except, oh, well, you know, never mind. But people do take their culture seriously. They do adhere to it. I mean, until, really, since the war, people didn't kiss in public. it was considered unseemly.
You're not talking about people kissing in public. You're talking about gay people.
No, I'm saying ordinary people didn't kiss in public. Because
yes, but your comments earlier, which you attributed to making you sick and to the pit of your stomach, were about gay people kissing.
Yes.
And all I'm asking you, Lynette, is you're quite old now. You've been around a long time. Do you ever reflect on how those words might impact on someone who is gay and vulnerable, or don't think that they can be themselves
in
this society?
Well, Stephen, just to say, do you ever reflect on what it does to people to be told that they're homophobic, anti-life, lacking in sympathy and all this sort of thing for not going along with what is, after all, a politically imposed, top-down new morality that people actually haven't quite got round to? They're having to be very tolerant and they're having to grin and bear it. But as I said earlier, can you imagine trying to have on the television a comedy show or any show where two men were in bed together and it was family entertainment? Because it has all been sexualized. It's not been sexualized from the bottom up, from the people rising up saying, we want to see more of this sort of thing. It's been imposed on us and we're just told to accept it, or we're bad people and homophobic and you're old enough to know better, and all the other moralistic finger waving at what is a perfectly natural instinct.
If there was something, if there was any commentary on this program, mm-hmm. which was describing the activity of a heterosexual person
yes.
as revolting,
yes,
or it made them sick, or that commentator said it made that person sick to the pit of their stomach, I would equally say, are you thinking about the impact your words will have on that heterosexual person?
Yes, but are you thinking about the effect it has upon ordinary people to be constantly bombarded by this propaganda in favour of changing your instincts? And in fact, people cannot change their instincts. It's no doubt based in nature. It's unnatural, that's all. And that you can say, oh, that's terrible, we've got to get rid of this instinct. But by definition, you can't. It's there. So what I'm saying is that they should be more discreet with what they do and not rub our noses in it and then shout at us if we can't go along with it. That's what I'm saying, Stephen, and that's perfectly reasonable.
And at times there were signs on windows saying no blacks allowed, and blacks were segregated.
I think that's an insult.
Black people were
black
segregated.
Black people are born that way. They're made in the image of God.
Okay.
They are made exactly as God intended, and to say that that's their fault, it's no choice comes into it. Certainly not how they present themselves. It
okay.
is how homosexuals at this present time are presenting themselves over the top, rubbing people's noses in what they find very difficult to accept. They should
okay.
be more discreet, and then we can all go along with them.
Nice to talk to you, Lynette. Thank you very much indeed. And to you, Fionnuala. Thank you.